In a similar vein, prominent figures in the industry began to acknowledge that new oil discoveries were languishing. Arthur Smith, chairman of John S. Herald Incorporated Consultants, noted that recent data show the number of major oil discoveries continues to decline each year. We are living off inventory. That's confirmed by all the data we've collected on the industry. Several months earlier, Petroleum Review editor Chris Skrabowski had reported similar study findings. That among 18 nations providing 30% of the world's daily crude oil output, production was declining at a rate of 5% a year, and those procedures still with expansion potential are having to work harder and harder to make up for the accelerating losses of the large number that have clearly peaked and now are in continuous decline. When the informational dam broke, candor came in a flood. Some models predicted that the production of non-OPEC countries, including the United States, Britain, Canada, Russia, Norway, Mexico, and Angola, would collectively peak around 2010. This implied a future concentration of pricing leverage in the OPEC states, led by Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf countries, where the collective peak is thought to be further off. By 2025, OPEC might control a large portion of the remaining reserves. Not surprisingly, speculation about Saudi production itself peaking brought quick rejoinders from Riyadh. Yet important doubts had been planted, and they were kept alive in 2005 when the Saudis could not increase production enough to keep prices from soaring. Critics of Hubbert's methodology raised valid caveats, that major reserves were larger than realized, and still increasing through new discoveries, and that a combination of high prices and increasingly sophisticated extraction techniques should make it economic to pursue higher rates of recovery from existing deposits. New drills, they pointed out, could reach depths of 10 miles, move in any direction, and even detect oil and gas electronically. Deep water drilling has excited particular expectations, and some have cast their eyes toward the Arctic preserves. Peak theorists countered that politicians, government agencies, and OPEC leaders all have major vested interests in soothing worries about the need for crash programs to find oil substitutes. Note was made that back in 1985, many OPEC nations had inflated their estimated oil reserves because doing so allowed them to increase their production quotas. The optimism of official agencies such as the U.S. Geological Survey, USGS, and the Energy Information Agency, in turn, was suspect because of their responsiveness to White House pressure. As far back as 1919, the USGS released gloomy estimates of U.S. production, by some accounts to justify the American case for sharing in the post-World War I division of Ottoman Empire oil. In 1973, Congress called for an investigation of the USGS for not anticipating or drawing attention to the U.S. oil production peak of 1970. However, even in these government circles, optimists put the peak of global oil production only a bit closer to the middle of the century, say 2025 to 2035, than to its beginning. That still left the United States of 2025 in the difficult position of needing to import roughly three-quarters of an expected 30 million barrels per day of consumption. At the same time, environmental experts emphasized yet another aging process. The global climate change caused by 20th century manufacturing and energy consumption, which overloaded the atmosphere with carbon dioxide. An abrupt climate change scenario, released by the Pentagon in 2003 but quickly disavowed by the White House, discussed the potential peril to U.S. national security from rising world energy consumption and the likelihood of resource wars. In the 1980s, as natural gas assumed a greater role in the United States alongside oil, geologists identified a Hubbert peak for U.S. gas production around 1989. By 2000, the cautions from Texas had escalated. Oil and Gas Journal reported in 1999 that the Texas gas industry, with one-third of the nation's production, had to drill 6,400 new wells just to maintain output, in contrast to 4,000 new ones the year before, and the Associated Press reported similar ratios nationally. two decades earlier, offshore drillers in the Gulf of Mexico had frequently found large gas reservoirs of 100 billion cubic feet or more. But by 2002, discoveries averaged only 5% of that size.